Yeah.
Oh, look at this. It is the return of the After Show Show with PJ and Jim. I say the return because we were missing for a couple of weeks.
Missing for a few weeks, yeah. We were off on our holidays, or our holidays, as we've been calling them.
Well, I tell you, we need to get into this because, I mean, I know we mentioned it a couple of times on the show, right? But it is extra. We need to go into this in depth. Your relationship with holidays.
Yeah, they're shite. They're absolutely shite. They're shite in the
I've never known anybody in all my life, in any job I've ever had, I've never known anybody who resents free time.
It's shit.
Quite the same way
there's
you do.
There's nothing to do with it. It's fucking awful. It's like you're just there looking out the window. I know what it feels like to be a domestic house cat now. That's all it is. God, I would have loved if someone just came in. Now I understand why your dog likes to walk so much. You know, you're winging the lead and they're like, oh my God, something fucking different. Get me out of here. Oh, Jesus, it's been years of this. There's literally nothing to do. Like, you're trying to keep down your close contacts and, I mean.
What is it? Was it that now? Is it because of this madness? Like, in other words, if pre-pandemic, did you hate holidays?
Yeah, they were shit then as well. But they're extra shit now. They're extra shite now, to be honest. Like, you know what I mean? Before, pre-pandemic, you go, right, well, I'll go to the gym. And then after the gym, I'll go and I'll do some normal shit. Whatever normal shit is, you know. Like, I'll go, I hate the cinema. What is different? I can't think what's different. It felt different. It just felt different.
Like, if you went on, went to the sun, right? Like, if you went on a holiday.
Yeah.
Or went abroad or whatever. Like, would you be somebody who'd be in a hotel going, looking out the window going, oh, the sea, I saw that yesterday.
Well, I do a bit like that.
Sun. Saw that yesterday as well.
Well, yeah, it didn't help that there was two fucking storms the whole time we were there. Like, I could have probably occupied myself better if I was going out and doing big walks and hikes and all that.
Yeah,
and I did a bit of that when I could, but in fairness, looking out the window and it's lashing rain.
Yeah.
And unloading a skip. 2 days, filling up a skip in the lashings of rain. So I was like, this is absolutely shite. I remember, this is shit. And then filled up the skip and they took it away and I walked into the gaff and it looked exactly the same. I was like, oh my God, I'm not in there 12 of these yokes. This is never going to end, so I gave up on that job.
Do you know the best part about that is that invariably that's the time when you'll meet that fella, right, who will say to you, you've been loading a skip, right?
Yeah.
It's been pissing down on you 2 days of loading a skip.
Yeah.
And you'll meet that lad and he'll go, you're not on the radio today, no. No, I'm on my holidays. Oh, lucky well for you, huh? On your holidays. Well for some.
Well,
I've been fucking loading a skip in the pissings of rain.
Well, now that you say it, I was ramming a load of shit into the skip there, right? About 9:30 on the second day, I was ramming a load of shit. And this woman walks past and goes, love you on the radio. And I went, thanks. And she goes, I have you on now. And she walked off. What are you talking about? You have me on now. You don't have me on now.
Yeah.
Is this how much I missed that they I'm not even there and everyone's going, there he is now, PJ. He's changed his voice a little bit.
How's it going? My name's PJ. For these 2 weeks, I've decided to sound completely different. I've decided to do a really good impression of Ender.
I know it's not really connected at all, but while I was on my holidays, the weirdest thing, my first ever, what would you even call it? My first ever mask selfie socially distanced, whatever the fuck it was.
It was
in a furniture shop, right? We were wandering around and I had the mask on and everything or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And a lad goes, Jim. And I turned around and went, and he shouts to his girlfriend or whatever about, I think it was this show that they listened, the After Show show, as in the podcast.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or whatever. And I didn't know what to do. And I said to him, right, I said, do you want the mask on or off? And he said, I don't give a fuck, yeah, whatever. Yeah. And he took the selfie. He was wearing the mask as well, to be fair to him.
So you had your mask
on. He was dead sound and he did the whole kind of elbow tap. What I mean? He was very respectful.
Yeah.
But it was weird. And it was like, because he showed it to me afterwards.
What you think of that? And you go, Brad,
but the weird thing about it is, it's just a bald man wearing a mask.
A person with a mask on. I know, it's so weird, isn't it? And eventually, he will show that to someone and go, who's that? Look.
I have no idea. Yeah, Bruce Willis, is it?
I don't know, it's a fella with a mask. Yeah, what? It's a fella with a mask.
It's a Bruce Willis when he was sick that time, is it? Yeah. No. Oh, no. It's your man, Ross Kemp, when he got fat. Is it him? No, it's fucking not.
It's Horace, it's Jim McCain. I didn't know he worked in the furniture shop. He doesn't work in the furniture shop, you fucking idiot. I got a picture with him. He was down there buying
something. What did you buy off him? Satie, was it? Would you stop it?
Listen, jeez, he's trading something in. No, he trades in furniture. Shut up.
So that was a first for me. My holidays gave me my first fucking mask selfie.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's weird.
Yeah. I was also
amazed as to.
Oh, look, our camera feed is gone.
Has it turned itself off?
I bet you I turned it off instead of turning it on by accident, did I?
Did you?
I bet you I did. Well, anyway, folks, there's no video of the podcast this week.
I'm going to run over, right? Talk among yourself.
Oh, jeez, isn't this brilliant? This is our first podcast. Since we came back after the 2 weeks of holidays, which you've already heard were absolutely amazing. And it turns out I've completely messed up the video feed.
It turns out it's not recording at all.
Yeah, that's
you didn't get any of it
off.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I bet you.
I won't find it on the Facebook this week.
It won't be on Facebook this week because if anyone asks you, because I'm a fucking idiot. There you go. I made a balls of it.
Oh, that was amazing.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
That's the fucking weirdest thing ever.
I tell you, 2020 really is the year, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is the year that things are gone.
It's been absolutely shocking.
Tell you, 10 minutes, literally 10 minutes.
Joe, what do you need? You need a holiday.
Stop that. I couldn't, wasn't able to cope. And now, do you know what? It's mad. It's always be careful what you wish for.
Mm.
Because, you know, the holiday, I was there when the holiday... You know, was on. I'll try to get shit done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that was the thing. I'll get me shit done. Right, car needs its NCT. I'll book that in. Right? I have to go and get me... I haven't seen to a dental hygienist in years.
Right.
I'm going to get that done. I'll book that in. Right?
Yeah.
Bike service needs to be done. I'll book that in. Yeah? So, I'm booking them all in. And then I realised, because of the pandemic, everything takes weeks. So now it's all happening the week after me. Holidays. Now I'm busier than fucking ever. I was in the NCT centre last night at 8:30. 8:30 at night.
Jesus.
Yeah, because they're trying to get through the backlog. 8:30 at night, I'm standing there, half an hour past my bedtime going, Jesus, why did I just plan for the bleeding holiday? And now tomorrow I have to go and get the dentist. And what was the other? I have to get the bike serviced in. Oh, they can't fit me in for another 2 weeks. So now all real life is coming back. Now it's starting to feel. You were right when you said this part's harder than the lockdown part. Middle normal
absolutely,
bullshit.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, it's way harder. And the weird thing about it is people do that all. Like, I was the same, right? I had the same idea you had. I thought, right, okay, can't go anywhere, blah, blah, blah. Original plan's gone out the window with that 2 weeks. So I'll get stuff done. I know what I'll do. And I had a fucking load of things. None of it got done.
Course,
none of it got done, right? But but then you think afterwards, why was I thinking that? Why would I take two weeks of holidays from work to do some work?
I know, to be flat out busy. I know, with shit that you hate doing. That's
exactly.
Why it's all been long.
Exactly, you take the stuff you don't really like and you put it into the time of year that's supposed to be your favourite time of holidays.
Oh, yeah, I know. What are you doing for your holidays? Oh, it's going to be great. Everything I hate doing... to the point that it makes me feel sick and that I've been putting off for years, I'm going to do it all.
Yeah.
So I'm not just going to do one hateful thing a week. I'm going to do them all in a 2 week period. And then what happens? You don't do any of them. So you sit around on your holidays. Oh, useless bastard, aren't we? Oh, I couldn't do anything. Couldn't even do my holidays right. You are doing your holidays right, but you're not doing anything.
Oh.
I know it's a.
And
it's
of course, I had my, as you referred to it, my nose job.
Oh, yeah,
just to point out, it was not a nose job, okay? I've got nothing reconstructed.
New nose looks great.
Yeah, it looks very similar to an arm.
Yeah, you just got the innards done. It's like getting the couch restuffed.
Oh, yeah.
So but what did they do, though? Well, like, they took bits out or put bits in?
It was kind of like a... Do you know what I mean? It was a bit similar to, you know, when they found Tutankhamun's...
Yeah.
No, but because they had to cut out shit and things, you know.
What was wrong with your nose?
Well, it was polyps or whatever, and then...
And how did that manifest itself?
I think it just kind of made things like, just...
Were you sniffing all the time?
Yeah, and it made colds last longer, and it made fucking things a bit... And you were more prone to sinus infections and all that, so I got all that fucking stuff. Can I just say, I thought I got it all cut out, but the aftermath, I tell you something. Now, I don't want to put anybody off anything they might be eating, but suffice to say... It's been an interesting voyage of discovery.
Well, I wasn't the only one to feel the skip, is what you're saying.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Have you ever done that thing, right? Have you ever done those nasal rinses, the sinus rinses?
I've never done them, I haven't. No, yeah, I've taken a nose full of seawater. I hear it's about pretty much the same.
It's very similar.
Yeah.
Very similar.
I hear it's the same.
Oh, my God, you'd be amazed. Like, for such a small area.
You must try to come out of your head. But you might find it surprising, but I'm not surprised with the amount of shite that could come out of your head. Yeah. I know, yeah, yeah.
So that was a bit mad.
Yeah, so
that was a bit mad.
Like, so you spent 2 days in the hospital on your holiday.
Yeah.
And you enjoyed it.
Well, enjoyed your holiday. Well, I sort of did. I mean, you know.
As close as you get to a hotel, I suppose.
That's pretty much it. It was as close as I actually got to staying somewhere for my holidays was staying in a hospital.
Because it was the Blackrock Clinic.
Yeah. Yes. And it was very nice. I didn't get a chance to use my telly or anything because they, you know, and I had loads of plans in my head.
Yeah.
But I tell you something. When they walk in with menus and all and go.
Ah, yeah.
And you're selected. You're like exactly like in a hotel.
And you were getting your nose done. So they were like, you know, have you made your choice? And you were like. I'd like a cheese pot, and for starters, I'm going to have the garlic bread. So you're going to have the what? The garlic bread. Sorry, I have no idea what you're talking about. Then I'd like a cheese pot and the garlic bread. Get on, go to another hospital.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, it was mad.
Oh, that would have been brilliant if you came back. I can't believe it. I'm glad to be back on your radio. But the hospital couldn't even know what a gnatic bread is.
Thankfully, it wasn't like that.
But I'll tell you something. You sound exactly the same.
I was going to send you photographs, and then I thought, no, Joe, something. I'm not going to send it because it'll be. He'll absolutely destroy me because they do those things, right? So, because originally I thought this was going to be like a little day job, right? I didn't think I was even going to be staying in at all. Like,
yeah, oh really?
But when
yeah.
you get when you do the whole general anaesthetic and all that sort of stuff, and they give you things now, I assume they give everybody these things, right? Where if you're going to be on the table and they're doing anything with you, they give you these fucking socks and everything.
Oh, yeah.
They give you those mad tights.
The mad tights, yeah.
That you have to wear.
Yeah,
go
the compression tight things. Yeah, yeah.
To stop you getting blood clots and all.
Of course they do.
And so I'd fucking them on, right? I looked like fucking, I was doing the Britney video from Hit Me Baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dressed your schoolgirl tights on you, yeah.
Right.
Of course, yeah.
And there was all that mad shit. And then they give you these, they give you these disposable underwear jobs.
Really? Disposable underpants? They didn't trust you at all.
It's weird. These things. And they're like, it's like a string vest for your balls. It's a very strange thing.
Oh, God, really? You can see the whole landing gear.
I will tell you, it's not a. It wouldn't be my finest look. I'll put it that way.
That's funny.
Afterwards, right? You know what I mean? Because obviously they've been operating on your nose or whatever, right? So naturally, if there's going to be any bleedy bits or anything like that, right?
Yeah.
How do you know? You can't just stick a bandage on it.
Of course,
right?
Yeah.
So to give you this thing, and I swear to God, it's the weirdest thing ever, right? It's like a sling for your nose.
A sling?
Like it goes under your nose.
That's a mask, you mental case. That's what COVID I did.
And it goes over your ears, right? But it's like a little hammock. It's like a little nose hammock.
To stop your nose from falling down.
No, in case something comes out of it, to catch it.
Yeah.
It's actually like a nose tampon of sorts.
Well, just think of that.
Going across your nose and then it clips up over your ears.
Nasal pad.
And you look like a fucking idiot.
That's amazing. And you're still going, can I have a bottle of red wine? I'm bad for a bottle of red wine. I'm not sitting there wearing a nose pad and looking like a Maduro for nothing. Yeah.
It was very strange. But to be fair, it is great. I mean, look, in fairness, it's a cracking place. It is like a hotel.
So funny. Who
selecting your menu and all is mad.
Just show you. What world are we living in? Where are you in the holidays? Me, a hospital. Oh, really? Are you all right? I am. In fact, it was a cracking place. I loved it. You should see my see-through underpants I bought for the occasion. Never mind me tights.
Yes, it was de rigueur. I had all the gear.
No, that's brilliant.
Fucking hell. Holidays.
I'm not into them. No, I'm not into them. There's too much. Not this time anyway. Normally, I'm
a big fan of holidays.
Yeah, but
I do have a sort of a certain vision of it. It is that sort of, you know, blue sea, clear skies.
I know.
That sort of lying flying. Lying flat and not doing very much.
And you know, which is grand when you're in a place where you're getting constantly fed and watered and nailed and all that sort of stuff. And now that's it. That's it now till Christmas. Now, this is it. It's just a long. Now, we're here. Thank God you can do your fucking editing until Christmas. Nobody's allowed to have any more holidays. I'm really looking forward to that. Oh, you have to start listening to me moaning immediately now. We literally are back this week from our summer holidays and Maltesers have released their Christmas selection box. I'll tell you something, Jim. This is only the beginning of it. We're lucky I didn't film this one by accident. I'll tell you something. You're lucky you're working with someone totally incompetent because it gives me even it gives me something to moan about back. Oh, jeez. Oh, anyway, give us a look at your own underpants.
If you'd have fucking remembered to walk over to turn it on,
I
would have been
a stairs. I'm going to go and turn on the video now and do a dance for 15 minutes.